Here in the first half of the show, we're honored to have our fun guests, Laura Force Scruggs, filmmaker, and her husband, Jake Scruggs, executive producer of Uncle Fun, You're the One, a great documentary on a great little store that was at 13, where was it at? Help me.
1338 West Belmont.
West Belmont Avenue. So tell the listeners who don't know anything about Uncle Fun what Uncle Fun was.
It was my favorite place in all of Chicago, and it still is.
Well, it's not there.
Yeah. It hasn't been replaced.
What was his inventory? What all did he have?
Yeah, so it was a novelty toy store that just sparkled and beamed with things you didn't even know existed. Just all kinds of vintage items, toys, costumes, art books, gag gifts, just all kinds of things.
Packed to the gills, yeah. Just full of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it closed on January 26, 2014.
Yes.
Ted, Uncle Fun, I don't know if that was the time he moved to Baltimore, but he had a great run. Mm-hmm. And your documentary kind of traces the history.
That's right.
So why'd you decide to do the documentary?
Well, that was a place that was safe for everyone. Mm-hmm. Ted called it the safe space on the Monopoly board. It was a place I could get lost, just bliss out. It was just euphoria for me. Ted's generosity and creativity.
When was the first time you went in there?
I found it by chance. It was the summer in the late 90s, and I came up on the Amtrak train from Normal, Illinois, with a friend from State Farm Day Camp, where I was working that summer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And we were seeing a play at the Bailiwick Theater when it was there then, and it was A Midsummer Night's Dream. And we were walking around before the play, and we just happened to pawn it by chance.
Did you buy something right off the bat?
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
I know I got this sparkly green star-shaped glitter ring. I threw it off a bridge and made a wish, and it came true. It was about a boy. Got to date him for a little while.
Was it about Jake?
No.
No.
No, but it's good. Yeah, that one didn't work out.
Okay, so when did you the documentary, we should say, debuts, it premieres June 10th. You have two showings.
Yes.
2 and 7 o'clock at Chicago Filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new place now, right?
That's right.
Where's it at?
5720 North Ridge Avenue. It's a restored firehouse.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be June 10th, 2 and 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Show the documentary. When did you start it?
Pretty much like a few days after I found out it was closing. I got a call from Holly Quirk, one of the Uncle Fun employees, because I was a regular. So they're calling all the regulars, let them know it closed. And I went down and saw it. And I came home, and I wasn't sure what to do. It was one of those things you just thought would always be there. And Jake said to me, you should make a documentary.
And I had this old Nikon camera lying around that could shoot video, sort of. Mm-hmm. Wasn't very good at focusing. I just handed that to you, and you went and started doing some interviews.
Yeah. I got Ted's permission first.
You did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I just posted it on the cash register and on Facebook, and I started hanging out.
I do remember that. Yeah, I do remember seeing this. Well, I do remember seeing a little sign that you were doing this. So.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people do you think you interviewed overall?
About 70.
About 70.
Mm-hmm.
And how long does it run?
1 hour exactly.
Exactly 1 hour. Mm-hmm.
The credits and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, wow, you were so thorough. How was it to get people to participate?
At first, we didn't have a lot of response.
Really?
Yeah. I think a lot of people it's just not their thing. You know, they're afraid to be seen on screen. But gradually, more and more people.
We would get people who would get us other people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, my friend wants to be in it. And then that friend's friend wanted to be in it. And I got recommendations from Ted, of course.
And Ted's in it.
Mm-hmm.
John Battles.
Yes.
He said, tell us who John Battles is.
Yeah, I met John Battles in the back of Uncle Fun. He's a musician and DJ. And so, yeah, he's both featured as talking in the film, and his song, Let's All Go to Uncle Fun, is featured in the film.
The music, I was telling you before we started the show, the music is so great. Talk about the music. It's original music.
All of it. Yeah, it was written for the movie, except for there are a couple songs that are under Flabby Hoffman and Alex White's words. But Captain Ambivalent, with his accordion of gold, wrote a song about being on the outside. Both, you know, in general, as an outcast, but also as an outsider artist, which there's a theme of that running through this film. As I'm an untrained filmmaker, this is my first film, and Ted went into business knowing he could do it, having never done it before. Now is the National Museum for Untrained Artists.
Yeah, I saw. I mean, Ted goes completely by instinct and spirit,
yes.
Doesn't he? I mean, you know, like I was just reading my notes this afternoon about interviews I've done with him, and he bought the house in Baltimore,
yeah,
like in one day or something.
Yeah. That's, you know, right. That's right.
Yeah. So talk about your background in theater and maybe how that informed what you did. Talk about Punk Grandpa. And
sure. Yes, I'm also a playwright. I wrote a play about my grandpa called Punk Grandpa. It was published. It's been produced. And we've self-produced it.
Don't be so modest. Where was it at?
Well, it was at Three Brothers Theater in Waukegan. And we've produced it also in New York a couple of times, at the Planet Connections Theater Festivity, as well as the Frigid Festival, a winter fringe festival.
And when did you do that?
Oh, that was in the winter of 2016.
So did that inform this at all, or is it a completely different discipline?
Yeah, I think so, because it has a lot of the same themes about being yourself and following your dreams and doing what you want.
Well, the titular Punk Grandpa is sort of an Uncle Fun type figure to you.
Yeah.
By the way, punkgrandpa.com, UncleFunYou'reTheOne.com, websites
right.
I have created.
Yes.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah, that's what you do, right?
I do a lot of web stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, right. How'd you guys meet?
In an acting class.
Really?
Yeah, one night both our scene partners didn't show up, and our teacher put us in a scene together from the play Fool for Love.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to get everybody together, and Jake and I were the only ones that showed up to see a play. And
yeah, we were both teachers, so we would show up to things that we committed to. So... we both ended up, there was supposed to be like 10 people there. There was just us two, and it became sort of a date.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was your first exposure to Uncle Fun? Had you been there before? Or did she bring you there?
We both bought all Christmas presents for all of our family from Uncle Fun before we met.
Uh-huh.
So I remember one year just going like, everybody's getting switchblade, you know, combs because those are cool from Uncle Fun or whatever. And, yeah, so I knew of it a little bit. Laura was a regular. Like, she would regularly spend hundreds of dollars there. So I was a fan. Yeah. I was not a serious devotee.
Yeah. Yeah. Roughly, what was the budget? And how long did it take?
Oh, well, it took about 4 years.
Yeah.
And our main expenses were traveling to, like, New Orleans to interview the people of Fun Rockin', you know, store inspired by Uncle Fun as well. Going to Cleveland to visit Steve Presser.
Baltimore.
Maybe, yeah, of course, going to Baltimore to visit Ted and also interview his husband later on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a few thousand dollars.
Well, if you just keep showing up to the Apple store, they'll teach you how to make a documentary. So that's nice about having an Apple product.
Yeah, I just learned how to use iMovie.
Yeah,
because we started on the Nikon camera, but then I switched to an iPad, and we already had the microphone from our podcast, Are You Famous Yet?
Yeah, you still do that.
Yeah.
Plug that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are You Famous Yet? Yeah. We've also been doing that for about 4 years.
AreYouFamousYet.com.
That's
check
right.
it out. It's a podcast where we interview artists about trying to make a life in the arts, like my father. And we interview them, give them the long form sort of Charlie Rose treatment.
And we interviewed Uncle Fun, too.
Yeah. We did.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. I watched it. You know, there were a lot of, like, long shots where you, I don't know if this is just the way you did it, I mean, where you get the environment in there. There's not a lot of tight shots. I'm thinking of these shots with Ted, where you see the background. Was that intentional, or is it just, you know?
No.
You get an environment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura was really good at being a cinematographer without any training. Like, sometimes I would see shots and be like, that was really well set up, which is weird because... nobody taught you how to do that.
Thank you. Yeah. I also, there were other additional videographers besides me that I found online, and they graciously allowed us to use it.
Yeah, was there in documentaries you watch, is there somebody you mentored after? Do you have a favorite?
I wasn't mentored by anyone, but I was especially struck by An Accidental Courtesy.
Yeah.
You've seen that.
Yeah.
So, we also watched The Toys That Made Us recently, and that was also very good. So, I'd say that influenced me as well.
I've been a fan of documentary for a long time. I mean, Michael Moore, when I was a kid, I saw him. I was like, wow, documentaries can be kind of punk rock.
Yeah.
And we're not really doing that sort of thing. But yeah, I think we've both been fans of documentaries for ever.
Mm-hmm. Errol Morris, of course.
Okay, we're going to take a break for some spots, and we're going to have on the phone Uncle Fun himself.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I can't wait.
He's up late tonight. It's 11:15 where he's at. All right, so don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. I'm Dave Hoekstra, and we're talking about Uncle Fun, You're the One, the documentary that's going to premiere on June 10th at Chicago Filmmakers. We have filmmaker Laura Forrest Scruggs and executive producer Jake Scruggs. That means you paid for it, Jake, right?
I did.
Yeah, okay. I need to talk to you after we get off the air. And on the phone, Ted, are you there? Ted Frankel? That big build-up. Ted, I hope you're there. I see you on the screen.
I am
there. There you are, Ted. How are you?
Hi, Ted.
I'm here in Baltimore. Hello from Baltimore.
Laura's swooning, Ted. How are you?
I'm excellent. No complaints on this end.
I was telling them, I don't want to talk about me, but I was talking about how you put me up there when we came out for the Obama inauguration. You've got such a wonderful house, and I said we didn't want to have sex in your house. It was so nice.
We're always open for business.
So what did you think when they came to you about this documentary? We were talking about it, and you know, the wheels were starting to go on this when you were in the process of closing. So, what was your opinion when someone says, "Hey, I want to do a documentary on Uncle Fun"?
I think I was really touched. It's amazing that Laura and Jake wanted to do something. You know, I didn't realize how many people I actually touched. And when you watch the clips and stuff, which I've seen a few, it is really amazing how something so small can affect so many people.
Well, I mean, it's tremendous. I've seen it. You've seen it, I suppose, Ted, right?
I have seen it.
Yeah, and you're going to come out for the opening on June 10th, right?
I'm coming to the opening June 10th.
Oh, that'll be great.
I'm really excited.
That'll be really, really great.
I can't wait.
I don't want to talk about and give away stuff, but the stuff where she has you talking about your trip to Hawaii really resonated with me. You want to just touch on that a little bit about that change in your life? Without giving away the whole documentary, but that was really, really
No, I won't give away the whole documentary. That'd be terrible. But I think what you're talking about is everyone goes through really good things in life and really bad things, and I've had a lot of bad things happen to me, which really proved to be the best things for me. And I think when I went to Hawaii, my life changed because I was going through some really terrible things, and I realized that I'm not who everybody had told me I was. I really am Ted, Uncle Fun, and I am the one. You know, I'm the one that is in charge of my life. And it was a really nice awakening.
You've made an impact on me, Ted. I mean, I always remember, and I've used this a couple times, when we went out to dinner in that restaurant in Baltimore, and I brought my quote in. You go, I'm going to do what makes me happy. If I'm happy, all the people around me should be happy. And if they're not, they can find other racetracks, other places to go. It was stuff like that inspired me to kind of leave the Sun Times. I mean, life is short, you know, and you really, really have to be happy. And I know you have gone through a lot of stuff, which is in the documentary, but
right.
I don't even
remember saying that. Things come out of my mouth that just come out of my mouth. And people take it as something like a knowledge or something that opens up something within their life. And I'm glad I can do that.
What are you doing now? Tell the listeners, are you still at the museum? And I haven't talked to you.
Yes, I'm running a new shop, and it's called Sideshow, and it's at the American Visionary Art Museum, which is the National Museum for Untrained Artists. And it's called Sideshow because I'm not the main attraction this time. I'm just where the freak is. And it's a wonderful place. It's just like Uncle Fun. It's a safe space on the Monopoly board. And people come in and have a really good time. And because it's in a museum, I get to talk about things that are in the museum and see why people are there and what they're going through. So it's a nice extension of Uncle Fun, I think.
Do you come back to Chicago much?
I'm coming June 10th.
I mean, listeners should know. I mean, you were president of the North Halsted Street Merchants Association, co-founder of the North Halsted Street Market Day. You made an imprint on this city, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done a few things, and I'm very proud of the market days, and it's still going.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you start something, doesn't matter who you are, it comes from love, I think. And you put all your energy into something, and it's nice to see it grow into something really positive. And tonight in Baltimore is the last day of our Light City, which my husband started. Mm-hmm. And there's fireworks tonight, and it's a pretty exciting event here, and it's 24 art sculptures from artists from around the world. And again, it's an event where you go and you see everybody in the city, every color, every age, and you just kind of stand back. Everybody's smiling, and it makes you feel really good. And I think that's what North Halsted Market Days was for me, too.
I want to ask
Uncle Fun.
I want to ask everybody, Ted and the people in the room, things have changed since you began this documentary, just the feel of the world we live in a little bit. Ted, do you miss the store? I mean, I one thing in the documentary talks about how much Obama merchandise you had. Boy, I wonder how you'd be doing right now if you had Trump merchandise.
We do. We have tons and tons of Trump toilet paper.
Yeah. but I'm just saying, it's just, I mean, people need to, I don't know, just people need some respite from all this and be able to find it. You know what I'm getting at?
It's sort of nice when someone walks into a place where people are friendly and they're honest and they're dealing with people on a personal level. And I think that's good. Sort of my philosophy is that we're in hell right now. Uh-huh. And I believe that we're put here to make it a good place and not to be hell. So if I have my circle of friends and people that come in the store and I make them happy and they have their circles and they make their friends and people around them happy, pretty soon all those circles will come together and the world will be a much better place, I think.
So well put. Laura, Jake, you want to elaborate on that?
There's nothing like that shopping experience and nothing like seeing someone like Ted, who just takes so much care and time to do a magic trick for you.
Yeah.
To tell you that the plaster people, they're not drunk or anything. They're just made out of plaster, you know, just to make your day.
Yeah. Jake?
I just loved how everybody was a big fan, had an interesting house behind them. Like, in the documentary, you'd be always like, what's that behind them? Wow, these people look cool, you know? Like, the big fans were always interesting people. It's amazing.
There's Ted's on the line, but for you guys, there's other stores. How much of an imprint did just Ted's personality and Ted being Ted, how did that influence the power of that store?
Of all the other stores that he's inspired?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see that free-spiritedness in the dynamic Steve Presser in Big Fun, which is about to pair with Sweeties in Cleveland. We're thrilled. Yeah, the same humor and just wanting people to come in there and leave smiling. Come shopping, leave smiling was his motto. And that's the most important thing to people, not to sell you anything, but just to have a good time, to bring fun into your life and encourage a spontaneity and just to follow your heart and be yourself and be happy like Ted is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There was a number of times Ted would have something that he would sell for $10 that he probably could have got $100 for.
Yeah.
And why not? You know, he paid $5. He's going to make a little bit of money, and everybody's going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you point out in there about how Ted was generous with employees, health insurance, right,
oh,
Ted?
And
that's a must.
Yeah, yeah. How did you find people to work there, Ted? What was the interview process like? There's one thing about the mom. I thought of that in the documentary. But what was that like?
That was sort of the norm. You know, I'm not a regular by-the-book kind of guy. And one of my managers, I was looking for an employee manager type person. And a gentleman came in, and Billy, and we started talking. And I said, hey, he came in the shop with his mom from out of town. And I said, hey, let's go let's get a pop down the street. So we went for a walk, and I came back, and his mom was still shopping, and I let him go shopping, and I started interviewing his mom.
Yeah.
And I go, is your son honest? Oh, yeah. So she said all the right answers, and he was hired on the spot, and it worked out beautifully.
Do you still have a lot of stuff? You sold everything when you left. Did you take much stuff back with you to Baltimore, or did you leave most of it behind in Chicago? Like inventory and stuff.
I took some of my favorite things.
Yeah, what's the sentimental thing you took? What's a couple things you took that were favorites?
Oh, some of my artwork and some photos and a few collectible toys. But mostly I gave stuff away and sold stuff. And I don't know if you remember or not, but the last day everything was free. And it was sort of like legal looting. And it was such a wonderful day. And customers brought in cakes. And it was very festive. And my poor husband, he came down to visit during the last week. And everybody was complaining because they thought he stole me from Chicago and dragged me to Baltimore. But we're still married and having a good time.
Good for you. The last thing I bought there, it was $5. Jake, it was great. I still have it. I bought a potty putter. Now, where would you find something? It was a potty putter, golf game. I don't play golf, but you can do this putting while you're sitting on the toilet.
Yep. Well, then you got to entertain yourself while you're there, too.
Ted, all right, we got a break.
Some of the other things you can do there.
It's so great to hear your voice again, Ted. You're the best.
Well, we'll see you in June.
We'll see you June 10th. Thank you, Jake and Laura, for coming in.
Thanks for the call.
Uncle Fun, You're the One, premiering June 10th, 2 and 7 o'clock, two showings at Chicago Filmmakers.
Right.
What's the website so people can find more?
ChicagoFilmmakers.org. And we also are at UncleFunYou'reTheOne.com.
Great job and a great tribute. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back after this and David Jennings in the news on WGN.